Warning! Warning! The content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in, this is Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth, where spirits meet skeptics and consciousness connects. Together, we expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Now, here's your host, AJ and April Mata.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Spiritually Raw. That number for you to connect with us is 321-473-4253. All you Skype users out there can type it in as one word, Spiritually Raw, and also go to the site right now and chat live with us on spirituallyraw.com. Friday, everybody, so it is the Raw Factor results. We got a very special day for you all today. We got a nice surprise segment.
We do? What is it?
Yeah, it's called April's Rant and Raving.
Yeah,
it's called April's Rant and Raving.
I already do that on Wednesday?
No, because I know there's a lot of stuff you needed to get off your chest, but I really think it's important. But you know what, though? The reason I want to bring it out here today, because I think it's important stuff. I think people need to hear about it, and we got some great commentators helping us out there to see if we're online, or you're online with us anyway, and that is Dr. Larry Falls, author of When Sex Was Religion, Judge Eve Ellingwood, Diary of Sabra, Faith in Action, and of course, Shannon Ray, psychic advisor to Z-Star. So welcome all of you. What do you think about that, Jess?
Remember way back when, Jay?
April Rants, of course.
An April Rant segment?
Well, she did so well.
She's good at ranting and raving, isn't she?
Yeah.
Like a lunatic?
Well, not like a lunatic. I think that's a little dramatic.
Thanks,
Jess. But she's passionate.
Like a passionate lunatic?
Like a passionate lunatic.
Okay, gotcha.
Remember way back when, I wish I still had the guy's phone number. I don't know how I accidentally lost it. Remember Dr. Melvin Kushner we had way back when? He was the author of All Medicines Are Poison, and he's been a medical doctor for over 50 years, and he wrote a book about all medicines are poison. I'd like to get him back on the show. Let me tell you something.
Well, for somebody who hasn't heard that latest rant, Why don't you, come on, rant it out, where do I even start? Give
just
a brief.
Start
you went to the hospital. You don't like how your dad's chairs.
Oh, yeah. All the way back to that.
Well, all right. Why don't we talk about
in brief terms?
Like what? Okay, so you had this whole issue going on with the medical, because you've had that first line experience. You know what I mean? So you got
over medicated.
You got over medicated. You got both parents.
Oh, and, wait a minute. That's nothing compared to the OxyContin.
There you go. Now we're on to something.
Out. Oh, I totally forgot about it. And there's been so much going on with my mother and father.
Cards?
And you know what it is?
Do you need cue cards?
Lately, I need a new brain. My brain feels like it's marshmallow. Thank God. My only saving grace right now is my mom's sister, her twin, flew down here to care for my mother, not ever expecting, you know, anything would be happening with my dad. So thank God my Aunt Teresa has been, if it wasn't for my Aunt Teresa here taking care of my mother, I probably would have a nervous breakdown at this point, because I'm traveling back and forth to the hospital with my dad, you know, having the stroke because of the stress that my mother's been under. My father had mentally couldn't handle, and he took his strokes. But anyway, here's the whole thing, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mom had the aneurysm.
Right.
And then on top of it, God, talk about like a double whammy. She got shingles. I don't know if you're familiar with shingles, but basically it's like chickenpox to the umpth degree.
Right.
Adult version. But it's incredibly, incredibly painful. So with all this stuff going on with my dad, I haven't been monitoring what my mother's been taking, you know, because basically my Aunt Teresa has been, you know, caring for her, you know, during the day when I'm not there. But anyway, my Aunt Teresa calls me the other day, and she says, April, we have to go to the pharmacy to pick up your mother's prescription. I'm like, why can't they just call it in? You know, first it was originally my mother had to go pick it up at the doctor's office. I said, have the doctor's office just call it in to the pharmacy like, you know, normal people do.
Most medicine is.
Right? Yeah, my Aunt Teresa goes, we can't do that. We actually have to go to the doctor's office to pick up the prescription to take it to the pharmacy. I'm like, all right, this sounds a little strange, but whatever. I'm not going to sit there and argue. So I go. We go there the other day to pick up the prescription, not thinking anything of it. We drop it off at the pharmacy. I go. We pick it up now. I drop my entries off. I go to pick it up. It's about 8 o'clock at night. I'm marshmallow. My brain is fried. Mm-hmm. I walk into my mom's house, and I'm like, you know what? Let me just see what's in this little bag.
See if there's anything we can take home for us.
Yeah. It was the second prescription that was filled for oxycodone.
Oxycodone?
Oxycodone.
Well, actually, codone. Oxycodone. Which is stronger than oxycodone.
So is that the heroin synthetic?
Yes, it absolutely is. Right. And I want, you know, no wonder my mother has been in this state of, like, euphoria. Not really caring that much that her husband's been in the hospital for 6 days.
Did you save any for us?
No. Well, anyway, and I'll tell you why. Not to mention all the side effects that my mom's had, like major side effects. But again, I wasn't connecting the dots till I actually opened the prescription and explained to my mom, at this point, you might as well just stick your arm out and I'll shoot you up with a needle, because that's what it's the equivalent of. So not even, the whole point is, the doctor, do you think he would have, you know, said to my mom, listen, we need to start weaning you off of the 30 pills that you've already taken for the pain. I think it's about time that we should start weaning you off and maybe try, Advil.
Right.
How about some extra strength Tylenol?
Right.
No, he writes her another prescription for 60 pills, a whole nother refill at 500 milligrams. So when I explained to my mom and my Aunt Teresa what it was, my Aunt Teresa immediately threw all 60 pills down the toilet. And that was the end of that.
Aww.
But it just goes to show you that, do you see how easily these prescriptions are written? Like, without even an issue.
You know, it's so fascinating because, what?
One more thing.
What?
And you know the reason now why, I don't know if it's in other states, but in the state of Florida, if it's a, quote, narcotic that you have to go to the doctor's office and pick up the prescription and take it to the pharmacy, they no longer call them in. You know why? Because of that huge scandal that just happened last week with the doctor that right down, literally two blocks away from us, that just got busted for writing over 45,000 prescriptions for oxycodone.
Man.
That's the pill.
It's out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dr. Larry Falls, what do you think about that? Seriously, having that kind of prescription, should there be some sort of, at the very least, with that kind of magnitude of a prescription, do you feel like there should be some sort of age limit where you can prescribe something like that? I mean, versus a 70-plus-year-old woman?
Well, I think there should be some type of regulation to determine who should be getting a prescription, and as well as monitoring the amount of prescription that's given to an individual.
Yes, exactly. That's where they are seriously have dropped the ball, that there's no follow-up.
You monitor.
I want to ask if
somebody comes back, I'm like, I'm still experiencing pain, then that's a red flag.
Okay,
a major red flag.
I want to ask a very direct question here to Shannon, over to you, from a psychic standpoint. Now, April really, really, really pissed this doctor off in the worst way, and I'm not being funny, but really pissed us off, caused a whole scene and everything. Do you think this guy possibly purposely prescribed this medicine to keep this lingering thing going on? Because of his
now that would be a conspiracy, Jay.
Because his obvious fondness for April.
Wait, what do you mean to keep it lingering?
Do you think that? I mean, seriously, because I know that you had that altercation with the guy in the hospital, right?
If anything, you would have thought that he wouldn't have.
That's what I'm saying, because he increased the milligrams and increased the amount
and both exactly.
of painkiller after. April was really questioning him about why is he prescribing this medication.
Let's not forget, the same doctor also, just on a whim, after my mother got out of the hospital and my Aunt Teresa showed me this prescription, he wrote my mother a prescription for no reason for antidepressants. My mother is the most undepressed person on the planet. And he just wrote a prescription because, quote, she may need it.
I bet you he did it just to get back at you.
No, this was the antidepressant was
serious.
From the beginning.
No, because you caused this guy a lot of hell that night. You caused this guy hell. You embarrassed him in front of his peers.
Well, why would he then? You would think that he wouldn't have written the prescription again then.
No, what I'm saying, that might be his narcissistic way of getting back at you.
Ah.
You see what I'm saying? Because you embarrassed him in front of 10 of his peers.
Yes, I did.
You told everybody that you're going to get an attorney.
Yes, I did.
Okay, you questioned his ethics.
Yes, I did.
So he prescribed your mom a double dose of oxycodone. going on?
I will kill this woman.
That's right. Let me just stick it right back.
What do you think about that conspiracy theory, Shannon?
What I'm seeing on his part is insufficient effort. Mm. Like, he just wasn't putting the effort in to really talk to the patient to find out what the needs were, that things were going just on autopilot for him, that he's used to doing a lot of paperwork. Right. So he was doing a lot of paperwork.
Can I just tell you?
And there's like a stubbornness factor.
Well, hold on. I'm just going to tell you how much she just hit the nail on the head.
How? Because we didn't hear her finish what she was saying.
The first part of what she said, because when I had the altercation in my dad's hospital room, which this whole conversation was less than 3 minutes, and you know what he had the audacity to say? And he was only in the room for 3 minutes. I don't have the time to discuss this.
All right, hang tight, everybody. You want to finish Shannon's thoughts when we get back, and then go over to Judge. We'll be right back. Hang tight for this one.
From beyond time. Go on the adventure of your life. An epic journey you will not forget. The Kingdom of Saguenay. Order the Kingdom of Saguenay today. Go to www.thekingdomofsaguenay.net or spirituallyraw.com.
God. Carl Bozeman wrote a book on being God. Buy it now at Amazon.com. God.
Purchase your copy of On Being God at spiritual-intuitions.com.
And tired of reacting to life but don't know what to do? Reclaim the magic in your life today. Dr. Alice Chan will guide and inspire you to control your destiny and live life with all the joy, passion, and fulfillment that belongs to you. Reach your dreams and become a conscious creator in your life. Go to DrAliceChan.com. That's DrAliceChan.com.
Legends of Oklahoma. Explore the paranormal history of Oklahoma through ghost stories and legends and through the eyes of a renowned paranormal team. Have drinks with outlaw ghosts in an old saloon and tip your hat to the lady spirits upstairs in the bordello. Follow the Civil War outlaws, John Wilkes Booth, Wild West shows, and historic Route 66. Haunted Oklahoma awaits you. Get your copy of Ghosts and Legends of Oklahoma today by visiting MikeRicksecker.com or SpirituallyRaw.com.
with Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more ass whipping truth.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. All right, Shannon, what do you think? Conspiracy against April's family here because April was just a nuisance to this guy?
No, I'm not really seeing a conspiracy. I just see, there's just a lack of effort on his part. It just seems like there's a stubbornness there. Like, he's used to doing things in a certain way, and it's just become such a routine. Mm-hmm. And there's just some activity beneath the surface. There, the whole picture can't be seen at this point. It's just that there's... He's not really using his intuition. He's not really being a healer, you know.
Right on, okay.
And you know what the ironic part is? Huh. He's a D.O., not an M.D., and a D.O.'s M.O. is holistic.
What?
A D.O., their whole thing is like holistic, the holistic way.
Hey.
Which my dad just found out he was a D.O. We thought he was an M.D. all this time.
All right. Listen, I mean, you know, a lot of this could be over. But Judge, what do you think about this? All overplayed here? Is there some sort of like, you know, is there any reason to put someone of that age on some drug like that?
Absolutely not. And this is, goes back to what happened to my parents and to many, many elderly people in the United States. There's a deliberate effort to over-medicate them and get rid of them so that there's room made for the younger people, you know, to decrease the cost of Medicare. What I see with this doctor, though, is he an older man, April?
He's like, it's hard to tell what his age is. I can't tell if he's in his late 40s, maybe mid-50s.
Okay, because I feel what has happened, the reason he overreacted with you was because he's been accused of over-medication over and over again, which he proved, which he proved with what he did with your mother. And the man, you probably, you know, I had asked you if this is the only hospital in town. Apparently, he's almost the only doctor
in town. It is the only hospital in town.
No, there's homes.
There's like two or three of them.
No, no, it's the only... Well, you, if you've ever been in homes, you would say that Wusthof was the only hospital in town.
Come on, we need to get sponsors here.
It's not like I'm giving the doctor's last name out that starts with a capital L.
Hey, easy, killer. Hey, so, all right, so what do you think, Judge? You think that this is really to get rid of the elderly? You really think that?
Yes, I know it. It's not what I think. It's what I've come to learn. You know, my parents were killed in Beverly Hills, like Anna Nicole Smith and Michael Jackson, with doctors and over-medication. And the same doctors were used to kill Doris Duke, the tobacco heiress, if anybody remembers her. And I'm telling you, I have come to learn this is being done to thousands of people. And then those who are very wealthy, their wealth is being taken away from them. And to me, I see it as a way to leading us to socialism.
Yes, we got.
And I'm really sorry. Sorry, April, that you're going through this. It's horrible. I'm so. But I'm praying for your parents.
Thanks,
babe. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Well. Yes. I see it kind of like the opposite spectrum. I'm seeing more of over-medicating, keeping them sick, because doctors and hospitals like to milk the insurance.
Are you trying to get
policies.
Me on another tangent there, Jess?
Well, no. I'm
about milking the insurance.
I've worked for doctors, and that's and they're like, Jesse, you can't get them better so quickly. I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, well, you know. Their insurance allows of 6 weeks of intense, you know, physical therapy, and you're telling them that they're getting better way too prematurely. We have so much more time to milk this insurance.
So you're saying,
that just gave me the chills,
well,
Jesse.
Well, hold on a second. So you're saying that what Judge was saying is to kill them off so they don't screw the Medicare system, but you're saying keep them alive because they're worth more money at that point.
Keep them highly medicated and keep them convinced that they need the doctor and they need to keep coming back 3 or 4 times a week so the doctor can milk that insurance, especially if it's good insurance. If you have shit insurance, I'm sorry.
He would have been
it's
long.
It's internet radio, bro. You're all right.
If you have crappy insurance, they're going to tell you to walk the door. You're fine. Just, you know, just thread a needle and cut up that, you know, 4-inch gash in your side. You know, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, but if you have, you know, good insurance, if you walk in with a paper cut, you're going to be catered to the nth degree, and they're going to tell you.
Private room and everything.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, Dr. Larry Falls, what do you think on that? Killing them off or keeping them alive? What do you think?
Well, I think it's basically incompetence more than anything else. One time or other, we all need some kind of medication, but one must be very careful in administering these drugs because it will kill off people, and everybody's body is different. There might be some type of idea that, hey, the magic formula is to keep these folks, you know, having drugs, which is a big promotion. It's a money-making venture, so I think it's a combination of many factors here.
Now, do you experience the same thing being in Canada in a socialized medicine system?
Well, I think in certain aspects, when you look at the elderly, there tends to be more medication being pushed over on them. Again, it depends on the individual doctor as well. You have some very good doctors as well as some who really don't care. Also, you have to look at how the pharmaceutical companies also promote this magic stuff as well.
Magic stuff. That's interesting you say it that way.
I have to say, Judge Eve, I think you nailed it. Because when I said that, his feathers, it was like all his feathers went up and they were totally ruffled. I bet you $1 million you're absolutely right that I am not the first person that has accused him of over-medicating.
You don't think it was your innate ability to relate?
It was the fact that he's been addressed with this issue before.
Hey, Shannon, what do you think?
Because he got totally defensive. Defensive.
Shannon, what do you think? Is there anything there that vibes with you, whether A, it means like, hey, kill him off or keep him alive? Is there any one of those that even vibes with you at all?
I definitely feel like I agree with Eve that he's been accused of this before. I don't feel like there's an intentional malice that's conscious at all as far as just getting rid of the elderly, especially not on this doctor's part. I don't feel like that's a conscious thing that he's trying to do.
All right.
It might be something as far as our entire attitude towards the elderly that we'd be better off without them. That's like a weird cloud that's just kind of in the culture.
I
agree that that's probably there.
Here's what needs to happen, in my opinion. Okay, well, you know, like when this guy, and I've heard, and you hear this all the time. I mean, everybody hears about a doctor. And again, you know, I want to go with what Dr. Larry Falls said. You know, there's some really good doctors out there.
Yes.
And then there's some really just crappy doctors out there.
Yes.
But for the most part, what most people complain about is a bedside manner complex. So, you know, how about this? If you were to occupy something, Mr. Jesse,
okay,
why don't you occupy the medical profession and get them to change their stuff? Because, you know, I've got to, and I want to, and the reason I want to say that, because I remember when we went yours and your aunt was pissed at you and wanted you to apologize to the doctor because he's a doctor.
Exactly.
No other reason but because he's
That's
a doctor
it.
And you're never supposed
to. And I said, and you're never, I said, I'd rather be hit by a Mack truck.
And you're never supposed to quit. And you're never, ever. And then, you know what's so sad about that is that they're just saying you're never supposed to question that,
the doctor,
that,
the authority
that generation.
Of a doctor.
My dad says the same thing. He's like, oh my God, don't talk to them like that. Like, who the hell are they?
Yeah.
What the hell are they?
They're only as good as you know, you challenge them. If they could come back over and over again, the more you challenge them and have a proper dialogue, that's a competent, you know, person that I want to, you know, employ to service the health of my family or myself.
So, but do you think, though, check this out, though, do you think, though, if you were to really, because, okay, look, I mean, there's so many obvious scenarios here, right? There's obvious, like, you know, you could tell medical care, at least hair, you know, is just so out of control. Either you have good medical care or you don't. Either you can get, you know, you have the money to afford for it or you don't. But in the same token, though, do you think, Judge, there needs to be some sort of regulation regarding the actual treat? Like, for example, when you go to India, doctors are not treated like this. They're like regular people. You know what I mean? And they have a job. They're doctors. You know what I mean? Do you think there needs to be something there that they have to go through from some sort of, I don't know, you know, interrelationship course of some to really prove that their ethics are there and they're not just, you know, they're not just blindly given this God complex? And how and if that's the case, how would you even police that?
Okay, well, sensitivity training, for one, like you do in many other occupations and professions, maybe have certain ethics, you know, like lawyers have ethics, doctors have ethics, and then have them have upgraded training and have them sporadically checked. You know, have government, you know, health and, what is it, the health department, you know, have sporadic checking on how they behave with their patients. You know, to talk about how the patients see doctors as gods, my mother would put her hands in front of her like in prayer, and she would say, "Doctor, I'll do whatever you say, whatever you say, doctor."
Yep.
My God. So sad.
Yes.
It's so
and
sad.
Exactly.
And that's what you've seen your parents, April, right?
I know, oh, yeah. You know.
And I think that's exactly what April is encountering these guys have gone so, you know, just being so passive, being that, you know, haven't been not challenged, you know, having just gone and just had their way, And you know, and they just do their rounds, and you know, less work is better. You know, the sooner they can get on the golf course, the better. So yes. To just go around, yes. And you know, the only training they get, and I've seen it firsthand, is from these pharmaceutical reps that be like, hey, you know, you could swap out this, and just go to one magic pill, and the more scripts that you write, the more kickbacks we'll give you, and you know, there's all kinds of incentives to sling these different drugs, and that's how medicine is practiced now. These doctors aren't getting continuing education except from the pharmaceutical, you know, and big pharma, you know, the whole industry.
There's so much cash incentive. There's so many trips, like the 5-star trips, incentives for the pharmaceutical reps to push that they give to the doctors. Not only do the pharmaceutical reps get cash incentives and vacations, the doctors get big cash incentives and trips by how many prescriptions they write.
Listen, they're the true drug dealers.
I mean,
dealers.
It's insane.
Hey,
exactly.
Shannon, what do you think about...
And you know that because your cousin's a doctor. Yeah, and he even told you that directly.
But listen, you know, I mean, for me, and again, I'm speaking and I really feel like I'm speaking objectively on this topic, only in it because I got a lot of family in the medical profession, and so I, you know, don't get treated in that, what your experience, but I'm also seeing, I see it a lot. You know what I mean? And Shannon, what do you think about that? Do you think that if they were to not get the incentives, like the cash incentives or the trips like that, and that was to be regulated, do you think that would help humble these practitioners and really allow them to probably do what they started to do to begin with, which is be, I just want to really help people?
Well, I think that's where it's all coming from, is the fact that they do really want to help. And then they're being sold on the fact that these pills, you know, the pharmaceutical company reps are, you know, just selling them on the fact that they could help them at a cheaper cost. You know, and I think it's a matter of each individual doctor doing their own research, going with what they really feel is going to be healing rather than, you know, personal gain. And I think that's the struggle that we all have, is overcoming temptation for personal gratification over doing whatever is meaningful in our lives.
Shannon Ray for office, everybody. Make sure you cast your vote there. Well said. Listen, everybody, we got to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to get more of this and get into our raw factor results.
She's got my vote.
Fulfillment.
We want the Mubarak to get out
of ancient prophetic texts.
What about the weird weather anomalies?
Hundreds of cars were entombed in snow.
The magnetic pole has shifted.
Magnetic north is moving.
There are those who say that something has happened to the moon. The moon looks funny. The moon looks out of place. The moon has shifted. The moon doesn't look the way it's always looked to me. Why is it that an earthquake occurs almost on a weekly basis? What about the tens of thousands of birds falling from the sky? Are we looking at extraterrestrial disclosure? Again, is it business as usual? Is this normal?
Pick up your copy of Watchers 2, Signs in the Heavens and Earth, by going to www.lamarzulli.net. This may be the most important video you'll ever see.
To know the truth about the universe, we must look to the governing laws already proven. The laws that have been tested, that are scientifically researched and cannot be altered by mysticism alone. Avoid beating around the proverbial burning bush. Leave behind those half-truths in which humans make up as they go along. Rediscover the correct origins of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Forget those outrageous stories binding you in fear. Break free from intimidation, brainwashing, and mind control. Learn the facts. Purchase United Nations state-sponsored genocide with the opening of the Seven Seals today. Go to spirituallyraw.com and click the corresponding banner.
We'll be right back. you do if an angel popped into your life and asked you to help save him and all the other angels in the city from the illustrious Lucifer?
Join the courageous Sam Wilson as he saves the angels and the city from their demonic demise. Read and learn how mankind rocks.
Mythological Sam, The Call by Kathleen Pickering. Available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com. Nick Bunick, as you read his extraordinary and profound channel messages in Time for Truth. Going back 2,000 years, learn when and how the 4th century church distorted the original messages of Jesus and Paul. How messages of love were tainted to create fear, words of compassion manipulated to instill feelings of guilt, parables meant to unify, only misused, causing division. You will be provided absolute proof that reincarnation is a reality. Set aside your conscious mind and communicate with your soul mind. Purchase your copy of Time for Truth today. Go to Amazon.com or NickBunick.org.
With Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more ass whipping.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Right on. You know, just to kind of let's get some final thoughts on this one. You know, Dr. Falls, again, from your experience being in, you know, in Canada, do you think we're better off, like here in the States, would we be better served with everything you're hearing here today, and probably you've heard it before, getting to some sort of socialized system of care to really try to be more objective towards patient care?
Well, I think it's important to have a more socialized form of medicine. Also, some form of, along with that, would be the regulation in regards to the amount of medication a specific patient is required to have. The monitoring process would be very important because it would have a safety valve in regards to each individual. The problem today is that medicine and medication is a big money-making venture. Therefore, a lot of physicians have a tendency to be a little callous in regards to the amount that an individual patient would need. So I think everybody is responsible. For example, if you disagree with your doctor or you can't get along too well with them, move on to someone else. Find out who is a good doctor in your community.
Yeah, right on. You know, and I said that to you. Because remember when you were...
Second opinions are so underrated.
But I, in all fairness to this cat that, you know, you got annoyed at, you know, remember I even said that to you. I was like, you know, listen, it's not probably all his fault, because if the patient's not willing, and Judge, tell me what you think about this, if the patient's not willing to step up and be like, look, you're an asshole, and I want to get a second opinion.
Here's the thing, though, Jay. Especially senior citizens are brainwashed.
Right.
They believe whatever the doctor says is the gospel.
I understand that. But what I'm saying, too, in the same token of it, though, there's got to be, you know, you either sit there and take it, which is what's happening to so many people right now, or you find a way to step up out of it. And I still think...
That's the problem, though. Senior citizens aren't in that mentality to, you know, or the younger generation like us are certainly, you know... taking care of the parents are the ones that are stepping up. The parents believe the doctor's word is the gospel and you don't question it, period.
Hey, Judge, what do you think about that? Going to more of a socialized system where the care could possibly be more objective. However, though, given those who want the luxury of let's call it advanced or enhanced medical care. Let them pay for it if they want out of their own pocket.
Let me tell you, I lived under socialized medicine in Israel. I don't like it. You have to wait months and months, even in Canada, which is better care than some of the other third world countries. But you have to wait months and months and months. Whether or not you need surgery has to be passed on by a committee. You don't get the same kind of care as we have now. The problem with our care now is the cost, and there has to be some way to resolve it. But you would not necessarily get better care with socialized medicine because it would be restricted. And again, I'm not one for government interference in our lives. And again, if there were a way to motivate people to do the right thing, maybe to regulate whether or not they can get kickbacks from pharmacies and get them to the ethics of, you know, the Hippocratic Oath, you know, you do the best for your patient, you don't kill him, that we could have better medical care. As far as the payment for it, I'm not sure yet what the solution is. And may I say one more thing in response to what April said, how I agree with her. When I would go with my mother to the doctor and I'd say, by the way, this is the problem with this, I don't want to hear from you, I want to hear from the patient. Can you imagine? You didn't even let me talk on her behalf.
Oh, all right, no, I want to go there with that. Now, Shannon, in all fairness to everything being said here right now, okay, so... do you really, and I know there's this whole thing of, well, you know, that generation has just been convinced that, you know, this is the way it's supposed to be and blah, 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 blah. But in some case, though, is that generation also still working the fact that, hey, I'm the victim role? And do you think there really is some responsibility that they need to step up right now? Because I can't imagine how you're going to be able to police anybody's, you're going to have to be nice to somebody. How the hell, you're not going to police that. You know, you're not going to be able to force a doctor or a medical physician to just be nice to someone. You know what I mean? But as far as providing quality care, you know, don't you think, though, that, you know, whether they believe it or not, there's got to be some time where the patient is almost as equally, Shannon, as responsible for what's coming on now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. The patient, I definitely agree with, you know, finding a second opinion, you know, not agreeing with every expert that comes along. Just because somebody's an expert in a field doesn't mean you don't also find other opinions. Playing the victim, I'm not even going to say that that's a generational thing at all, because I'm not really sure if it is. But there's definitely some egotistical, self-centered desires going on. Egos need to be deflated. And then seeing how others relate to that. Overall, like in general.
Would we be better off, Shannon, if we did something like maybe go to like some sort of socialized format where it is what it is, everybody can receive the same level of care, but if you want enhanced level cares, then pay for it.
I agree with that. I would like to be able to go see a doctor.
Yeah, and really, you know what I mean?
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I really believe what Eve is saying about the fact that it's going to take months to get an appointment, months to see a doctor. I'm not really sure if that's true. I would like to hear Dr. Larry's opinion on that.
Dr. Larry, what do you think from the experience of being in socialized medicine? Does it take months to go and see a doctor for those, you know, for your needs?
Not necessarily. So, of course, the one of the major problems is the government in providing sufficient funds to improve the services at hospitals and also ensuring that the doctors are getting adequate pay. But in general, the system seems to be working quite well. In certain areas, of course, you do get an overload, but we're working on that, and it appears that it's the system's working quite well. There needs to be an improvement, but certainly depending on the problems of the individual, we try to get them through as quickly as possible.
Okay. All right.
Hey, and can I say something? You never hear Canadians complaining about the health care.
You never
that's
do.
Why that's Justin Bieber true. Doesn't want to become American, because he can't get health care here.
Now, see, that's
I've heard otherwise, that they come here for care because they don't like the lack of care they get in Canada and even in England. They come to the United States for care.
Well, those are so part of the rich people that can afford here. It.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, so I heard what Shannon hears, because I actually have family that go overseas to either Canada, back to Canada, or to England to get their care done, because they're not, they have lost confidence in the American healthcare system because of the fact that they're afraid of the, you know, that their physician can be, and it sucks, because again, I'm sure there's some amazing doctors here, but, you know, because of the fact that they're afraid of the objectivities now.
You know what, Jay? That's true. There are some amazing doctors here. However, especially when you're up north, New York, Philadelphia, yes, there's no question about that. The further south you come, that number dwindles. And the further south you go from here, it just dwindles even more. They're like very few and far between.
Do you think it's a southern thing?
I think that it's just... Yes, I absolutely, because I lived up north my whole life. I do certainly believe that certain the hospitals absolutely are a lot better up north. And yes, I do believe the doctors are too.
Well, you know what it is up north? I'll tell you why they're better up north. You want to know why? Because you got unions up north. And you got better insurance up north. And you got pensions. And
you
guess what?
You great got great insurance.
You got a
up
Black
north.
American Express medical card there is what you got up north. You don't have it down south. You know what I mean? It's got to be that way.
Well, not only that, but we are in retirement capital of the world here in Florida.
Right.
And I think they... I mean, if you walk into any clinic, you see the same demographic.
Yes, you
and
do.
And I think these doctors are just like, okay, here we go, you know. And it's yeah. So, all right, it's what we're surrounded by. Look at the culture.
Hey, everybody, that's April's rant for this morning. If you want to hear more of that, let us know. Go to the site and let us know what you think on this. And when we get back,
thank you for participating in my rant.
Thanks for playing, everybody. Listen, when we get back, we are going to give our raw factor results out. So hang tight, everybody.
Whose last names begin with the letter A, report to your local implant center. All citizens whose last names begin with the letter A, report to your local implant center. Failure to comply will result in having your utilities shut off and a warrant issued for your arrest for terroristic resistance. Welcome to the new age of Lucifer and have a blessed day.
The coming of Antichrist is near. Who will force a Luciferic order upon the world and lead a second Holocaust? Learn how to escape 666 and the horror to come at www.satansrapture.com. Warning, this site is banned by Christianity and its churches.
Seconds saves lives. Save a life. You alerted? YouAlerted.com.
CIA, MIA, South Central, LA.
Read the playground.
Yeah.
A novel by Carmichael Wolfe. Try to crack that gangsta code.
Crack and speed or WMD. Crack and speed or WMD.
Yeah, yeah.
Sophia had no choice. Her son David, only 5, had to leave Inglewood and move east side. Now they're in the hood, just trying to survive. Live a day as a bloom and try not to die. That was taken too soon, and now David can't play in the playground.
No more happy
in
seesaw.
The playground.
We're breaking the law.
Sandboxes full of rocks.
Yo, it's Damu and his crew. Oh, we better act straight. It's 1981 and you are already late.
Yeah.
Now old man Gray in the senator knew that East LA will spit you out too.
The CIA is assassinating the black community using sophisticated robotics and crack cocaine as bio warfare.
Crack, crack, crack cocaine on every block.
CIA delivers rock around the clock.
Visit Carmichael Wolf, the eclectic novice.com or Amazon.com.
Love, hate, deceit.
seat, loyalty. Travel back in time to the first Earth, where future began, where good first confronted evil.
Join Acellus, the first angelic being created by God, as he chronicles the untold story of the Jack of Diamonds and the Lady Justice.
A love that burns throughout the ages.
The Legend of Justice and Diamonds, a spiritual fantasy by Lewis F. Hemsey.
Available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
Back with Spiritually Raw. Call in today at 321-473-4253. Join us at spirituallyraw.com. And now, more ass whipping.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Let's get into
Raw Factor Results.
The Raw Factor Results. Let's do that.
Alrighty, Monday the 14th, Spiritually Rich and Sexy, Pamela Jo McQuaid, A Woman's Guide to Becoming Infinitely Attractive. She says, spirituality is sexy and you are filled with a new perception that has enabled you to break through the illusions of limitation, thus taking you to the greater truth, the truth that is there, no dream, no not too big, no mountain too high, no star too far. Pamela Jo confronts you with your deepest fears and doubts so that you may examine how much you've learned. Think of this as your midterm. Oh, this will jog your memory, Jay.
Try.
Think of this as your midterm exam, and your job is to wire, cut, and snap the ball of chain off your foot so you may run naked and free across the beach of paradise.
Remember that?
Remember her?
I kind of still.
Well, the naked beach, that didn't jog your memory?
It did, but then Jesse started talking about it and it freaked me out.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So anyway, all right.
You brought it up.
Who brought up the naked beach? I didn't bring up the naked beach.
No, on the show.
No. Shannon, what do you think about this one? Pamela Jo McQuaid, A Woman's Guide to Becoming Infinitely Attractive.
Yeah, what a great speaker. She was very very enticing.
Yeah.
You know, she really drew you in. I'd like to, you know, just know more details. What does she do, like, specifically to bring that out in people?
That's what it was. I couldn't figure out details with her. It was like, what do you specifically do? Judge, what do you think?
I felt what you just said. She didn't give enough specifics. It was a great introduction, and she said nothing. So I'm not interested anymore. May I just quickly say something about policing niceness by doctors?
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
If you do it ethically, doctors can lose their license or be suspended if they're found not to follow certain ethics.
Right.
I just had to make that comment.
Right on. Okay. Dr. Larry Falls, hearing a topic like that, is that something you'd like to hear more of?
Spiritually,
we may have lost. Did we lose him? Okay. All right. Okay. Well, he'll let us know.
Just,
back.
I guess just recently.
All right. Well, Dominic said, I like Pamela Jo. She speaks about healing the emotions of the person to get them closer to love, the magic place of enlightenment. What do you think?
I think I have to agree with Shannon. She was very energetic. She definitely captured your attention, but we just need to find out more.
You want to find out more?
I think I kind of would.
Jess, would you like to find out more on this one?
No comment.
Let's get a drum roll.
It's a two for two then.
Man. It's a tough one, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's give her a... Let's give her a shoot.
Oh, it's really hard, man.
I know. Well, I just trying to remember. If man, she can come back with something different, but let's maybe like give her like a few minutes, you know what I mean?
It's either all or nothing, Jay.
Shannon, make a call on this one, would you?
Shannon.
Yeah. I'd like to have her back.
All right. All right, no problem. All right.
Congratulations.
Maybe Shannon can be on a co-commentator that day.
You read my mind.
The same day, we had the Six Processes of Life, Love, and Awakening by Ray Jordan. These teachings came to me when I sought hard enough for them and when I was ready to learn them. The Six Processes are like a user manual for tuning up your relationships and examining your own well-being. Like any living organism, when there is a problem in one of these processes, there will result in imbalance, disease, and possibly death. It is based on the teachings passed on to me, or onto him, I should say, in all his years in the esoteric school.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, right on, okay. Judge, over to you on this one. Six Processes of Life, Love, and Awakening, Ray Jordan.
You know, he never answered you exactly where he learned what he learned, and then he just gave the specific titles and never gave specific as to how to do it and what to do. So, for me, I have no more interest in hearing more.
Judge is very...
Yeah, she doesn't miss anything. I totally asked him that, and he never answered it.
Judge is really being like the judge. I mean, I'm glad I'm not in her courtroom today.
I don't think she'll ever have senility.
Do you think if you were in a courtroom today, I mean, everybody would be like, you're going to jail. You're going to jail. What a bad day. All right, so Shannon, over to you on this one.
See, I heard that too, but isn't that the nature of mystery schools? They kind of remain mysterious. Mm-hmm. I mean, he said it was called the Academy.
Right, the Academy.
He said the name of it, exactly. And I suppose if you were to do your own research, you could find it. I really like that he was coming from an alchemy point of view, which is something rare. You know, that's pretty old school, to say the least, like the 1500s.
Yeah.
So, I think that he's got a lot more to say. I really like that it wasn't so much about, like, eating healthy. It was, like, about it's some other kind of process that he was just trying to describe. It seemed like he had a really specific, interesting point of view that's different than, like, a life coach.
Right.
He had something else that he could probably go into a little bit more.
I liked Ray. Even though he didn't specifically answer the question other than calling it the Academy, I did like him.
Well, he called it the Academy of Eastern...
No,
or something. Yeah,
he called it the Academy.
Yeah, and then he clarified and gave a longer title.
Well, that's only because he explained the location of it, but it was no longer the title was the Academy.
Okay, so Malcolm went on to say, Ray seems well-spoken and has a clear and relatively cognate message. I may not agree with all of his metaphysics, but he is positive and upbeat. I would like to have him back. I vote yes. Hans said, yes, bring him back and ask him why not seven processes. Interesting one, Hans. Maybe we will. Let's get a drum roll. All right, let's welcome him back, and let's find out why not seven processes on this one.
I thought that was funny when I saw Hans write that.
That's hilarious. All right.
Let me put a little yes next to that. Okay, where are we? Wait a minute. Did we miss something? We have Monday, Tuesday. I thought there was another one on Tuesday.
Well, they'll email you back if you missed them. What about me?
I need to check my notes, though, in a second here. Up that day, it looks like we also had the Misadventures of Sister Mary Olga Fortitude, David Ogiery. Now, are you ready for a class on advanced holiness for people from all walks of life? Then perhaps you're ready to take a trip to the, quote, Have a Heart Convent in Wisconsin. There you will meet a nun you're not likely to forget. The Misadventures of Sister Mary Olga Fortitude is a satire with a spiritual message with a lot of hanky-panky going on.
All right.
Remember that? She was the naughty nun.
She was a naughty nun.
Mm-hmm.
And was this the one? Is he on the line?
I believe so. Mm-hmm. David?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, David, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Davis, sorry. It's Davis, right?
Davis Osherd Wee.
Okay, right on. Okay, so all right, let's see here. Let's see what they said about you. And Judge, well, what do you think, David?
Naughty nun.
Davis.
You're asking me about him, right?
Yes.
I like his voice. I like the fact that he tells a story, but I'm not interested in naughty nuns. It makes me sad because the nuns I have known really dedicate their lives to God. They don't.
You're so hardcore, Jess.
She says she was sad.
Okay,
I'm just trying to, instill the emotion so the listener can... Kind of.
What's up with your sensitive patch today, Judge? Did you forget to take it? My gosh, you're voting everybody off.
I don't mean to.
My gosh.
so you mean I should be nicer to them? Well,
all right. Hey, Shannon, what do you think about this one, Davis?
Yeah, on the one hand, I could give a shit about the Catholic
Tell us how you really feel.
I really liked him. He was really interesting, a great speaker, didn't care about going off topic. He had a lot of opinions. He'd be a great interview. Definitely bring him back.
Okay.
And remember, he said that we could also psychoanalyze him, because he's got a lot of past history and stuff going on there.
All right, on. What do you think, man?
Remember, he's a sex addict. Ex-sex addict.
Oh, yeah. That's him. Okay. All right. Right on. Okay.
There's a lot of stuff there, Jay.
Well, yeah. Now that she's brought that up.
All right. Well, listen.
Yeah.
Davis, Malcolm said it made another statement. Make no mistake about it. Although I think the author is inflating some aspects of his life, his books around sound like a lot of fun. And besides, I want to support a fellow self-published author. So he said yes. Let's get a drum roll. Yes. You know, I agree with Shannon and you that I think Davis would be a great fun interview.
He's got
so
great
welcome
energy.
Back to the show, man. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Is he still on that? Was
I
he
think
on
so.
The line?
Any closing words, Davis?
Well, I'm gratified that you want me back. I think I've got a lot to share. I'm willing to talk about sexual addiction and the help that's available for people out there, and I'd love to talk about my sequel, Babes and Bucksnort.
You got it. All right. All right. What was up next?
Up next, we had, remember this one, Jay? Michael Ipafufu.
What's
remember?
Up?
That was that? Was that like one FFO or one two FFO? Remember
is that
him?
The one?
Michael
Let me see what it says. Stop that, April. He's got it because he's got, you know, you're making fun of his last name.
I was not making fun of his
name. What is Ufufufu? No, you know nobody has no Ufufufu name. Come on.
No, that's how you pronounce it.
I did not. I said Ebifafaha. That's how he says it.
Right. Okay. Were humans created or did they evolve?
Evil.
Yes, this debate continues to rage between science and religion. Michael examines the contemporary world to the hypothetical world. Additionally, he focuses on the lack of historical evidence to justify an evolutionary worldwide view.
Okay, Shannon Ray, over to you. Michael Ebifaha.
All right, now I missed the beginning of this, and I think that there's a lot of bad reception.
Exactly.
I don't remember if he was just coming from a creationism point of view. Is that just it? Just creationism is for real?
Well, he's a scientist that also believes in creation.
Yeah, is scientist in quotation marks? I'm not really sure about this guy.
Yeah, okay. Judge, what do you think?
Well, I like the fact that he was a physicist who believes in God and believes the Bible. The problem was we had such a hard time understanding him. So if he can come back, and I know he has an accent, but also have better acoustics, I would like to hear more from him.
We've run into a problem like that before, though, Jay.
I don't think it was the accent, because we could usually decipher that pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it was more the thing, but I don't know. What do you think, Jess?
The bio sounds great.
It does.
But it was a horrible interview. I mean, it's really hard based on that to define, you know, a win or loss kind of situation. The audio lost, the topic won. So if we could...
Where's the delivery? Was that a winner or a loser?
I don't know. I mean, it was hard to tell. It sounded like he had an okay energy, but... It was everything was muffled.
He did have good energy.
But
it was like talking like this. Or this is all you had. Right. It was very painful.
It was very painful. My vote is N-O.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, okay, let's get a drum roll. Sorry, Michael. Just get... Oh, like you're surprised.
Oh, darn.
That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. You said, my vote is no. And I say no, you're like, ah. Like, what? That was absolutely ridiculous. Oh, my gosh.
I'm so glad today's Friday.
Hey,
and not only that, everybody, we are taking a vacation. So we will not be airing live next week.
I think Judge had a wish.
Oh, okay.
Judge?
Yes. I wanted to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
And let us be thankful for the good things in our lives and expect good things to come.
Well, amen to that.
Thank you, Judge. After you voted everybody, 100% of everybody, no, that's probably a nice thing to do. All right, listen, everybody, I want to thank our co-commentators today, Shannon Ray, psychic advisor, Judge Eve Ellingwood, and also it looks like we lost him a little bit there, but Dr. Larry Fall. So I want to wish you all a happy, happy, safe holiday with you and your loved ones. And again, remember, we will not be broadcasting next week live, but you can go to any one of our archives, go to spirituallyraw.com and check out whatever you want to listen to from there. Sure hope you enjoyed it, and we did on this end, and
we'll
see
back the 27th.
See in about a week, I think it is.
A week from Monday. Yeah. And with that, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in, and remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most important, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings and happy, happy Thanksgiving. See you in a week.
Die.
up to heaven, but none of them want to die.
Palestine.